What's going on, everybody? Josh Engelman and Ben Raza here for AwesomeMode.com, and we are back with the breakfast menu sponsored by BetMGM. If you're ready to turn big plays into paydays, this is the time for you. New customers start with a risk-free bet of up to $1,000. Yes, $1,000. Sign up using the promo code AwesomeMo, make a deposit, and place your first wager. If it loses, you get the amount of your wager back in free bets. Register now. Go all in on the action. The king of sportsbooks. This offer is valid in Colorado, Indiana, Iowa, Michigan, Nevada, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, Washington, D.C., and West Virginia. Terms and conditions do apply. Ben, we are back with some baseball. Are you ready to dive in and start our week hoping to clean our plates?
I'm feeling good. Good stretch to end last week. I think we did some really good work on MMA and baseball. We're going to dive right into it. I'm just going to take the lead right now. I'm going first. I feel very confident in my picks today. We've got first up, going to the player prop market, Lance Lynch strikeout prop. We got the White Sox heading, playing the Blue Jays. It's a toss-up type of game. I'm going under 5.5 Ks at minus 128 to win one strip of bacon. It's a situation. I've been doing this all year. Blue Jays, one of the lowest K rates in the entire league, second right now amongst all the teams. Then you look at the situation, I see minus 154 under 5.5, minus 149 under 5.5, minus 128 under 5.5. There it is. Identify the target. It matches with the stats. I see him having a fine game, but he's not going to K six or more. Boom. That is my first pick on this Monday morning.
I like it. I like it a lot. I'm going a little bit different today. We'll see how you feel about it when we get to the end. This is going to be a half strip of bacon.
Ooh.
On the Kansas City Royals money line, plus 215. Astros offense, 114 weighted runs created plus. I have them projected for 5.3 runs. Royals offense is 98 weighted runs created plus, so just a hair under average, projected for 4.1. Obviously, the Astros offense is quite a bit better than the Royals. Zach Greinke projects with a 4.32 FIP via Steamer, so nothing too crazy. He's getting a little up there in years. Daniel Lynch going for the Royals. Number three prospect in the Royals system, number 74 overall via Fangraphs. He's got a plus fastball, average slider, average curve. Spent most of the year in AAA with a 3.9 XFIP and a 24% strikeout rate. Projection systems say that he's basically league average right now. I don't think the Royals offense is getting enough respect to make a 4.1, like their total is 3.3 or 3.4. I have it basically like more than a half run above that. So I don't really like this implied total for the Royals. I am willing to take a little bit of a shot, half strip of bacon on the Royals because I'm getting plus 215 to do so. Best number I could find via Odd Shopper.
Definitely some big numbers out there. I did look at them, and this is not, you know, I'm not going to bring the Orioles into the show, who has still not done anything about, like, they're in a different category. Some of these other teams, tough spot, but it's not like the Royals can't steal a game or two in these situations. I'm going to a straight side on mine, and I'm going to the opposite of teams that you're talking about. These are two of the hottest teams, probably the two hottest teams in the league. Going to the Braves, minus 110 just to win the game. I looked at, if you want to get aggressive, if you want to lay the run and a half, it's plus 170. They are at home against the Yankees today. The Yankees have won nine straight. The Braves have won nine straight, and the Braves have won nine straight all on the road. Now they come home. Got Montgomery pitching for the Yankees. Enoa, am I pronouncing that right? I know you're the man. That sounds good enough.
Enoa.
Braves have won five of the six last starts. Back at home, I do like that. And it's just a situation. Again, I know the Yankees are playing well as well, but I like the number. I thought at home the Braves would be a slight favorite, and it looks like it's trending that way. Again, a lot of what I do in baseball, like most sports, is line-based. I see this. There's 115s, 120s creeping up. I have a feeling by first pitch, the Braves will be not a sizable favorite, but they will be the favorite here. I know they're both playing fantastic ball, but I like Atlanta coming home, whereas the Yankees, they've been on a seven-game homestand. They are traveling down there. I think the Braves keep it going, and they hand the Yankees their first loss in a while tonight.
There are very little things I like in sports more than when the Braves beat the Yankees. I, as a Braves fan, my dad, as a Yankees fan, have had a lot of back and forth through the days. We went to see the Braves and the Yankees had an interleague series before I moved to North Carolina. So we went to games. We got tickets for like a Friday game and a Saturday game, and then we were coming home Sunday. The Braves won the Friday game 5-2. The Yankees won the Saturday game 5-2, and we left that series as a complete wash. We were planning on going to the Sunday game to try to break the tie, but we drove back to town to find out that town had been flooded out by an aggressive rainstorm. So we had to take this really like weird path back to my house. It took us multiple hours. Anyway, nobody cares about that. That's just my Braves Yankees takes.
There it is. Today. That solidifies my bet. Braves tonight. They're going to get it done. Where are you going for your final pick?
In a similar way that I went for my first pick. So I gave you a half strip of bacon on the Royals plus 215 money line. The other half strip of bacon is going to the Kansas City Royals plus 1.5 at plus 110. I'm taking the money line and I'm taking the run line at the same time. I explained to you guys everything that I wanted about this bet, but I didn't want to go whole heavily on the money line. To find out that the run line was also plus money, I have the Royals as a favorite if they are getting a run and a half. So I'm taking the plus money there, but I wanted to cover my bases a little bit. If the half strip of bacon on the like, if the Royals happen to lose by one, I'm still paying off both of these bets because I'm getting plus money on both sides. I think they're good bets on both sides. And if the Royals win outright, yay me, didn't need the extra run, gave myself a little bit of security. But I'm basically creating a blend of these two bets, a half strip of bacon on the money line, half strip of bacon on the run line.
I love doing that. You know, you're getting exposure to the same team. You know what you need to do, but there's nuance within your bet. So you have multiple outs. There's a lot of times where, yeah, if the Royals crush him, you're like, why did I leave a little value on the table? But there's also a lot of times it lands on one and you're not thrilled, but you avoid, not disaster, but you do get some money back. You actually come out slightly ahead. So I am on board with that. I'm feeling pretty good. I know it's just Monday. We've got a lot going on here at Awesomo, but I think this is a good two picks from each of us to get the week started.
Absolutely. Another breakfast menu in the books. Be sure to hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, hit the notification bell, check out all of the stuff we've got going on, whether it's the regular Awesomo channel, Awesomo Odds, where this is exclusively now, shout out to BetMGM for that bad boy, or the Awesomo Fantasy Football channel, where you guys should check it out. The draft wingman tool was demoed a little bit today by yours truly, did a full best ball draft for Underdog.
How did it go?
My drafting? The draft wingman tool was fantastic. Worked perfectly. I don't have a single bad thing to say about it. I, on the other hand, am a bad drafter and totally whiffed on my stack, which ultimately stunk. So blame me. Don't blame the tool. Check out the video if you want to learn more about it. That's all I've got here. We will be back again tomorrow with another edition of the Breakfast Menu sponsored by BetMGM.